All right, good morning and welcome to today's call. Tiffany will not be joining us today. She's got another commitment, but we've got Shelly calling in, diffusing and wearing console and forgive. Got some trying family times. This too shall pass. Sending you lots of love, Shelly. And Julie from Colorado, ask D. I assume the name is D. From Atlanta, can't choose one thing from convention. She says she enjoyed everything. Camille loved convention. And I did a training earlier this week on clearing your financial blocks. And she said it came in very handy, even that very night. So, I'd love to hear more about that. Julie, loves that nobody else is doing what doTERRA does with co-impact sourcing and quality. Awesome. Katie from North Idaho, adaptive in the diffuser. Ooh, that sounds lovely. Daniela, welcome, friend. Love the session on adaptive and the importance of keeping working on the stress levels for overall health. So good, right? Andrea from Albuquerque, loved Emily's chat with Mrs. Jackman. Wasn't that cool? All the good they're doing with adoption and foster care. Let's see, who else we have? Cindy from Montana, love the founder story. Me too, that was definitely my highlight. The encouragement the leaders brought on why we do what we do every day. And Carla from Irvine, California, happy to watch and rewatch all the Co-Impact Sourcing and Healing Hands videos. Love our company, it is so heart-focused. So good, right? And on Facebook Live too, we'd love to hear from you, where you're calling from and what your highlight or biggest breakthrough from convention was. Oh man, it's just good to come together, right? Come and gather and unite in a similar cause and a similar mission. I don't know how many of you have read the book by Simon Sinek, The Infinite Game. But that is all about getting clear on your why and the way you're going to change the world moving forward. So why tends to be more based in kind of your backstory, what led you to where you are right now, and your just cause has to do with your forward-facing vision. You know, what change do you want to affect? What kind of difference do you want to make in the world? So doTERRA, I feel like they're just so dialed in on their why, which is an oil in every home, and their just cause, which is empowerment, right? Like lifting lives, and on both sides of the bottle. They're not just interested in bringing, you know, healing to us as consumers of the product, but also to the growers and the distillers, and every person is lifted and blessed in the whole supply chain. So what a gift that we get to be part of that, and that we get to create our own why and our own just cause. You know, it can be tied to doTERRA's, but we bring so much strength and power the more clear we get on our why and our just cause. So for those of you who haven't read the book, The Infinite Game, I'm gonna highly, highly recommend it. I'll put the title here in the chat. I can type right. So really, really great book. And the language, just cause, is borrowed from the Declaration of Independence. So that's an inspiring, it's a great source of inspiration. Yeah, and it is on Audible, whatever. So definitely take a read and give yourself that gift. Awesome. Well, Let's go ahead and dive into some questions today. We'd love to hear if you've got questions from convention or if you've got questions on how to take, you know, your passion and your just cause into the world, moving forward from convention. Just we'd love to serve you today and add value. So go ahead and raise your hand if you want to come on live. Otherwise, just post your comment or question in the chat or comment box. We've got Angelique saying, I don't see the regular mute symbol on the bottom of the screen. Gosh, I could show you a screen share of mine. Maybe I'll do that real quick. So let me see if I can hide everything else. It's not working. Hide. Okay, we'll just go like that. Okay, so I'm gonna share my screen. Oops, that's the wrong one. Let's share the whole desktop. Okay. Oh, of course it goes away. Maybe I'll take a screenshot of my screen. You've probably noticed by now that Zoom is the new norm for everything we do. And so we get to all become Zoom experts. Okay, so if I share that screen. There we go. Okay, so there's the mute button, bottom left. If it's not showing up, I would try just logging out and reconnecting. Or maybe if you're on the phone, it might be in a slightly different place. But yeah, somebody is saying that it wasn't showing on their phone because they're muted automatically. And so I don't know if you have to click on the three dots where it says more. So speaking of Zoom, we've got a question here from Dee. Any advice on how to make online Zoom classes interactive and still stay within the 60 minutes that's recommended? Great question. And I would love to hear from everybody on the call. Obviously, most of us have pivoted, right, since COVID to probably almost exclusively online classes. So what are you doing to make your classes more interactive and still keep it to a reasonable time frame? So go ahead and put in the chats or comment what you're doing with your Zoom calls. And I'll just start sharing my thoughts. So in terms of interactive, I think the most powerful and the simplest thing we can do is ask questions, right? The power of a question is that it can't go unanswered. And so we activate the subconscious and we even activate the conscious mind just by asking simple questions, right? How many of you want better healthcare? How many of you want more natural solutions? How many of you want to take care of your family's health in a way that doesn't have negative side effects? So those are simple questions that we use to start a class. And then another question might be, how many of you want to be empowered not only with knowledge, but also with tools to be ready for anything, ready to take care of your family's health at the drop of a hat, and you know, you're fully empowered. And then as you're going through the class, asking them about their specific health goals, health concerns. And then as we move towards the end of the class, asking them to share positive experiences they've had with essential oils. It's always good to have a few people in the class who are already members and have positive experiences. And at the very end, asking them, you know, what would life be like if, what would it be like if these health concerns were addressed in a natural way? What would it be like if you had time freed up, if you had the empowerment, the sense of being in control of your family's health. And then, you know, finally, which of these kits is going to be best to serve you and your family's needs right now? We've had some comments come through. So Jay says on Facebook, says our Zoom tonight, we have everyone bringing their diffuser and they have to bring what they're diffusing and tell us why they're diffusing it. That's fun. I love that. So that would work best with people who are already in, right? Who already have a diffuser. So, good stuff. Deborah on Facebook Live says, the host asks on-topic questions. Awesome. Good stuff. Okay. Great question, Andrea. D. That was D with the question. Andrea with the idea. We have another question from Andrea. So feeling a little overwhelmed with my full-time job, my social life, with personal development, what's my next first step? So getting clarity and direction. Great question, right? So a lot of us come away from convention just on fire, and we've got, you know, the hit list of a thousand things we get to do, 100 people we get to talk to. So where to start, right? How do we make a priority list so we don't go to total overwhelm, especially if we have other big commitments? So I would just say, as you step back and think about the week, ask yourself the question, if I only had 1 hour to spend on my doTERRA business this week, what could I do that could make the biggest impact, right? So just start using kind of the bare bones approach, kind of almost a scarcity approach. Like, if I only had 1 hour, what would make the biggest difference? And probably organizing your closet, you know, your doTERRA closet with the new products you got from convention is probably not going to move your business forward the most. And that's going to feel good, you know, and that's always the temptation, is to do stuff that's low hanging fruit or easy. But I would just, you know, use some self-government and say, okay, I know that during convention, I thought of these two people, like they kept coming to my mind and I've been wanting to reach out to them, but I just haven't. So it's probably things like that that'll make the biggest impact in your doTERRA business. So just follow those impressions and reach out to people, reconnect. And just give yourself space, right? Give yourself grace to be on a journey, to carry out everything that you're excited about, and give yourself permission to not have to do it all today, not even this week or this month. Just keep being true to the next step that's in your highest good. Okay. Okay, we've got a comment from Katie. She says, you only need to unmute yourself if you're going to come on live. So that's probably why the mute button's not there, because we are in webinar mode, which means that by default, everyone's unmuted or muted unless I bring them on as a presenter. So good call, Katie. I didn't think about that. Okay. Question or a comment from Daniela. She says, I'm relaunching my business to go Blue Diamond next month. Woot, woot. Here we go. And I'm wondering how to manage my 100 names list and invitation when most of the people from my list, I don't really know them. They've come from Instagram or through my website. So how do we continue to deepen that connection? Great question, Daniela. So first of all, that's a great problem to have so many new people and new contacts from social media. That's a problem that most of us do not enjoy. So, and congrats on Diamond. We're cheering for you all the way to blue. So I would just say, you know, just like with any relationship, take it from where it is to the next logical place, you know, like how do we move from, hey, you've liked a post on my social media to the next step. And I would just start where you are. So the conversation might be like, hey, I noticed that you liked one of my posts or you commented or you followed a certain conversation. Sounds like natural health is something that's of interest to you. I'd love to know more about that. Tell me why. You know, why, what are the reasons that natural health is important to you or is speaking to your interests or desires right now? And the sooner you can move that online conversation to a real live conversation, the sooner it's going to get real for them and for you. So as much as we love the convenience and the automation that's available with online, I'm telling you, there's just nothing like belly to belly and, you know, ear to ear, I guess, on a phone call. And even better if you can hop on a FaceTime or a Zoom call, because, you know, Daniela, you've got a great personality and very engaging. And so I know some people, in fact, one of our frontline, they've tried building online funnels. They've tried all the social media. They've invested a ton into YouTube. And what they do when they run an ad now is they don't push people through these big long funnels that offer all this education. They just funnel people straight to their WhatsApp is what they use in the country that they're building in. So WhatsApp is basically like a phone app where it just gives them the chance to call him right then. So that's a foreign concept to a lot of us. Like, do I really want to give away my contact info? Some of us use services like Project Broadcast or Chirp. A lot of these texting services give you a phone number and that phone number forwards to your phone. So that way, if people do text or call that number, they're not coming away with your personal cell number. So those are a couple of ideas that I have, but I'd love to hear from the group. You know, if you've got these warm leads from online, from social media, what would you do next to go to the next level? So Chirp was one, and it's Chirp with two I's. Project Broadcast is the other. And there's a million out there. I think Enroll Pro, I think you get a phone number with Enroll Pro as well. Texting services these days they're a dime a dozen. So just find one of those that gives you an extra business line, and that's all you need. Okay, great question. Oh, yeah. So Danielle is saying, I've been meaning to create funnels, like with Infusionsoft, but it doesn't feel as right as the phone call. I'm telling you, funnels are, they look great online, you know, and you look at Russell Brunson and you think, gosh, he's got the system and it's all smooth and just dialed in. But I have been in doTERRA for 12 years and I've worked with thousands and thousands of builders. And I can count on two or three fingers the number of people who have had success with funnels. And I know hundreds who have tried. So unless you're already a funnel ninja, I would say it's probably not the best avenue for you. You know, if you've got tons of time to shoot and thousands of dollars that you don't mind blowing on ads and you just really, really want to learn it, I say jump in and go for it. But if not, like, it's not something that you just stumble on success. It's kind of like the gold rush I feel like people who chase funnels as a way to build are kind of like the early miners who went, chasing gold. And the percentage of people who actually found anything or got a return on their investment is literally less than 1%. So Dr. Christine is giving me an amen here. She wasted so much money paying for services and didn't produce much fruit. So yeah, that's my advice on funnels. It's low chance of return on your investment there. Okay. I've got a comment here on Susan on Zoom. She says, I really enjoyed attending convention remotely. I feel like I learned more, I was more focused, and nobody on my team was left out due to cost or obligations. But nothing can replace the energy and bonding of a live event. But I prefer the training and information experience online, and then offer a more social and team building event separately, like the incentive trip, but locally. So what does the group think? Huh, that's interesting. So is there a way that we can get the best of both worlds? We can get a focused convention experience, but create more team connection locally. So why don't we make this a group conversation and put in the chat, what are your ideas on how we can leverage what we're getting from COVID and actually build on it as a strength rather than a liability. So let's put that in the chat, because she's asking the group, she's not asking me. What does the group think? How can I get more strength and do more team building, but maybe with separate events? Close the window, get some noise going on out there. By the way, I love this time of year when you can just leave the windows open all day and all night. It feels so great. Okay, any thoughts on that? While we're waiting for comments to come in, I'll just share my two cents. I think the convention is a really rare opportunity to gather with your local team. So, even though you really enjoyed the focus that you got, for us personally, we chose to gather our local teams. And when I say local, like we had people from all of Utah, but also Idaho and Arizona. So we gathered, and I'll be honest, there were a couple sessions that I didn't get much out of because I was so focused on, managing logistics, right? Is there water in the pitcher? Is there, is the trash emptied? Is the technology working? So I'm going to be going back and rewatching a few of the sessions that I wasn't totally present to. So I would just invite you to think more about the opportunity that convention presents to gather rather than, is it going to compromise my experience of watching convention? So I guess that's what I'm going to be doing. Somebody is suggesting that you could do a rewatch party. So that's a fun idea. And then Toyin is saying that I go to convention, but then I buy the online and I watch it again at home. That's a great idea. When doTERRA does start up live conventions again, that we allow ourselves space to be totally present during convention. You know, you might have a team member that grabs you during lunch and says, "Hey, I'm in a really hard place. Can we talk?" Right? If convention starts up in 10 minutes, I'm not going to tell that team member, "Sorry, I got to go." I'm going to sit down with them. And I'm going to just be fully present, because you can always buy the rewatch, the online, and watch it later. So great idea. Kimberly says, I felt like that was, oh, it looks like you guys are posting to all panelists and attendees, which is awesome. Thank you. I'm just going to post some of these on Facebook for those who are not on Zoom, so that you guys can enjoy the benefit too. Okay. We do have a question coming in about some of the videos, like the founder's story, the origin story. Is that gonna be available for rewatch? I am pretty positive that it will be. I can't imagine them not opening that up with all the resources they put into that. But I haven't heard either way. So if I were a betting man, I would say yes. So yeah, we've got a similar comment coming in from Don. There's no replacing convention. Live stream would be a great opportunity for gathering and then rewatch on your own, right? So awesome. Good stuff. Okay, we had a question about, here we go, it's on Facebook. I thought it was related, but we do have an idea on Facebook. Amanda says, our team rented a river house and held a convention retreat. We watched the live session together and had team building fun in between. It's a great idea. So we still got a convention experience. Okay. And then we've got a question on Facebook. Deborah says, it's been said that big decisions are made at big events. I'm curious, what kind of big decisions do presidential diamonds make after convention or during convention? I know that convention is when we're doing a lot of, just kind of thinking big picture, big vision. And when it's live, we're connecting with other presidentials. So there have been a lot of events that were created from the time we spend together at convention. So I know that's one outcome of being at a big event. I know that, the same still holds true that as I'm just sitting in so much, education and just gratitude for what we have, I'm getting ideas about people that I get to share with and ways that we get to level up our game. So I know that I just get recommitted to building and engaging in a bigger and longer play. So that's my experience. It applies to every rank, every person. I can't think of any event that turns more customers into builders than convention. So to me, that's probably the biggest breakthrough that happens on a big scale, is just the number of people who are like, oh my gosh, like, why am I not doing this as a business? All right, we've got a question from Ronella. Hello, friend. our Blue Diamond in Romania. She said, do you think it's a good idea for my leaders to start recruiting on social media? Some are a bit stuck. My team has grown till now, only enrolling, doing oil classes, Zooms, or one-on-ones. But I'm Blue and I have a lot of leaders in my team. Any advice? So I'm not here to discourage anyone from like sharing online. What I was talking about was just shifting your focus to only finding new people through ads or funnels. So I still think that there's a massive opportunity for all of us to connect with people online, right? I mean, I've got 4,900 friends on Facebook. And so that is a pile of opportunity of people that I could reconnect with and get to know better because they're in my warm market, right? So I would say absolutely, like, please encourage and invite and inspire your team to leverage their online community to connect with, especially during COVID. Like, this is what we have, right? So the only thing that I was speaking to was just that small, narrow niche of running ads and pushing people through funnels. So I think it's a great idea, Ronella. Okay. I saw some other questions. Oh, Jennifer on Facebook asks, is there a business building program coming out based on one-on-one building instead of classes? I haven't heard of one, but the way the whole Empowered Success System has been written, it can be applied to either classes or one-on-ones. So there's no, you know, the Empowered Success System is not trying to force you down one road to exclude the other. They apply, the principles apply to both equally. So I've heard of some sales trainings that were held in the past that did focus on just one-on-ones and not classes. I've heard a lot of negative feedback about that sales training. So it's, you know, that's not something that I would push you towards. But I would just say, yeah, definitely jump into Empowered Success. How many of you have heard of the new business building guide? So this is something that is really fantastic and should be an area of focus for all of you. Let me go ahead and pull up the Empowered Success website, and I'll share a screen and show you where to find it. Okay. So, as many of you know, we've had the launch guide for a long time. And a little bit of history about the launch guide. When we had it as the Share Success launch guide, it was like 28 pages. It was really content rich. It had really detailed scripts, and it had, I mean, I think it was banging on all cylinders. It was amazing. When we handed over Share Success to doTERRA, they brought in a committee to rewrite a lot of the content. And there were committee members who said, you know what, this launch guide should be 4 pages long, not 28. And so, unfortunately, the launch guide did get dumbed down and oversimplified. All the scripts got pulled out. And so the launch guide is still great as it is, but it lost a lot of its, just a lot of its power and specificity, right? Because when you're going from 28 pages down to, I think 16 is where it landed, you're going to lose a lot of meat. So Laura Jacobs and Natalie and several other top leaders came together and said, hey, we want all the goodness back that was the original launch guide. And they compiled that into the Building Your Business Guide. So it's the doTERRA Business Building Guide, and it's a free download. And it is everything the launch guide was and so much more. So if you look at the table of contents, you can see it still follows the pipes. So it's organized by the five activities: prepare, invite, present, enroll, support. But then there's a whole section on finding new builders. There's a whole section on personal development. And then there's some really good stuff at the end. Some of you remember the lead guide that we had with Share Success and all of the goodness that was in there. A lot of that is here in the business building guide. So like this doTERRA roles page, that page alone, let's see if we can jump down to that. So if you take some time and really dive into this one page, doTERRA roles, it will help you get clear on who does what and when. So customers, this is what their roles are. Sharers, this is what their roles are. A builder, this is everything they should be doing. And a leader, what does a leader, what can we expect from a leader? So there's so many, many times in doTERRA that I've seen people feel frustrated because they've got a sharer on their team, but the upline really wants them to be a builder or a leader. And so they project all of these expectations on them, on what they should be doing. But the fact is they're just a sharer. And so if you print out this page and pin it to your wall and just commit this to memory, like you don't have to memorize the whole thing, but just really absorb this content. Like this is just one of the, I don't know if it's 110 pages. Yeah, 109. So if you'll just soak this up, I promise you it will add so much value to your business. And this is just one page, right? So, you know, you've got this confidence statement that we used to have. This is adapted from Think and Grow Rich. You know, you've got an overview of the whole Empower You system and how to use that. How to really dig deep into your own personal development. And then it's just got scripts, you know. If I learned one thing from Elise Jedeby in my whole doTERRA journey, it's that people want scripts. So if you want scripts, you got them in abundance in the business building guide. So, you know, you've got an outline for how to teach a whole class. You've got tons of scripts for inviting, for enrolling, for the whole business, you know, the invitation to do the business. So how many of you are excited to dive into the business building guide? Well, you should be. And there's a session from convention where Laura Jacobs did an overview of this guide. So I'm gonna go ahead and post that, the link to that session in the chat. You still have to buy your own convention. This link doesn't get you out of that. But here it is. Okay, so there's the link to Laura Jacobs session. It's kind of hard to find if you don't use that link. So that's why I'm posting it here. So yeah, download the business building guide. Go watch that session by Laura and watch your business take off. So Dia saying, where do we find it? It's in the Empowered Success website. So I just did a screen share. And so basically, I'll show you again. So if you're on the Empowered Success website, right, this is the homepage of Empowered Success. Just scroll down a little bit and it's right there. Build your business. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Julie is asking, can you offer some suggestions on how to help enroll people without the Healthy Start Kit and some of the most popular products being out of stock? Oh boy, it's tricky, isn't it? Yeah. I would just shift some of what you're teaching in your intro class to focus on what is available. Because obviously if you're focusing on what's not available, that's not gonna go as well. So I would say focus on what we got, not what we don't got. Okay, what order should we do Empowered Success personally and for a new builder? So here's the cool thing about Empowered Success. It's got something for everyone, right? So it's not like a one size fits all. Here's 45 days of audios that everybody has to go through. Like Empowered Success really does meet you where you are. So if I'm a brand new builder, I'm going to pick up the build guide, right? Builder, build. And I'm going to start there. I'm going to take myself through it. I'm going to fill out all the questions. I'm going to set my goals. And that's where I'm going to start. From the build guide, I'm going to go to the next one, which is the launch guide. Okay, the launch guide is going to give me some more meat, some more flesh on the bones, and give me some more specifics. And then from there, I'm going to go to the business building guide. So if I'm a self-directed builder, that's how I'm going to go. Build, launch, then business building. So that's the order I'll go through. Now, if I've got a brand new customer, then what am I going to take them through? Obviously, hopefully they've been through a class. And so that's the Natural Solutions class. Then I'm going to take them after they join through the Live Guide. And I'm going to give them a lifestyle overview. And then I'm going to invite them at that point. Hey, who do you know that would benefit from these Natural Solutions? And then if they're interested, I'm going to take them through the Share Guide. And if they want to, if they want to build a business, then I take them through the Build Guide and start to cast a vision of what's possible and what that looks like. So now here's one of the mistakes that I do see people making. Let's say they enroll somebody who says, hey, I just want to jump in and do the business. I often see people say, okay, we're going to start with the Build Guide and then move you through the launch and then the business building guide, and then never cover the Live Guide. Well, here's a little secret. Builders have to be customers too. If builders don't embrace that lifestyle of, you know, embracing everything, all the goodness doTERRA has to offer, they're not gonna have much success building. It's not gonna come from a place of authenticity or experience. They're not gonna have great testimonials of their own. So make sure that you can start with the build guide with a new builder. That's okay. It's probably highly recommended that you start with the build guide, but then don't forget to give them a lifestyle overview as well. So good, great question. I love that. Okay. Yeah. Daryl says they'd just be salespeople if they didn't have experience themselves. Okay. Okay, so you do have to log in. Somebody is saying that the link takes them to the login. So you might have to log in, then use the link, and that should take you straight to the recording. Okay, Gwen says, I've been coasting a lot lately. I've been spending a lot of time in the prepare section of the pipes, doing a lot of team calls, personal development, but I haven't done any rainmaking activities in months. I think I've used COVID as an excuse to take a break, and now harvest season and now school, so I need to hop back on track. I've gotten used to being lazy. What are a few ideas to jump start and get back on track? Well, there's nothing like pure action, right? I would say dust off your names list, and start filling out and, you know, adding to or filling out a new names list, and then just start hitting the names list. You know, I could tell you all these affirmations and cool visualizations, but there's nothing like action, right? To get your business going again and get yourself re-engaged and re-excited. Okay, let me check Facebook to see if we've got any questions over there. Okay. Getting lots of love for the business building guide. Some people giving some shout outs as far as what they would focus on with some of the products that are out of stock right now. So they're saying, I'd recommend the Simple Solutions Kit with some add-ons like Copaiba and Deep Blue for pain, Serenity Soft Gels and Adaptive for mood management and stress, et cetera. You know, this is just an idea, but how would it be if for your intro class, instead of pushing people to a kit, what if you push them to a track? So we all saw the new wellness kits that are basically 3-month tracks and a convention, right? This is a brand new offering. Instead of people having to manage their LRP and change their order every single month, they can just get on a track, and there's 3 tracks right now. So how would it be if you taught to that and it just became a no-brainer? Like, instead of choose a kit, it's choose a track. So, you know, you talk about immunity and how important that is, especially in this environment. You talk about, the pain management or the wellness. And as you cover those 3, you just ask, okay, let's choose a track now. Instead of choose a kit, choose a track. And I'm telling you, having a person enroll, even if they paid the $35 to enroll and then they just got on one of those tracks, if you win a lifetime customer as opposed to just winning a one-time customer, it's a bigger win. If you can enroll someone in the lifestyle instead of just having a kit that sits on the shelf, even if it's a big kit, a lifetime customer is worth so much more. So I'm just throwing out ideas here, but I think there's a lot of merit in using the new wellness kits as a way to adapt your teaching. I mean, we certainly shouldn't be teaching and focusing on a kit that's not for sale, right? So we get to pivot and focus on lifestyle, because ultimately that's the big win. When people are now dialed into a way of life instead of just a one-off purchase, kind of like Amazon, right? Like, a lot of times we think that we're competing with Amazon, right? That people can either buy from us or they could buy their oils on Amazon. What we have to offer is so much more than anything Amazon will ever offer, right? When is Amazon ever going to do a lifestyle overview with someone and customize information to them? When is Amazon ever going to take all the amazing resources out there and simplify it for the end user? Never, right? When is Amazon going to create a lifetime customer, someone who buys doTERRA month in, month out for the rest of their life? It's not going to happen. So if you've ever fallen prey to that thinking, then just let those thoughts go, because we have so much more to offer. The tracks, I think so Daryl's asking, where do we find info on the different tracks? I thought they were all available in the back office already. Let's just pull up doTERRA's website. Yeah. It looks like Let's just do a quick search. So they got the Mind and Mood Wellness Kit. Let's see. What was the immunity was the first one? Immunity Support Kit. Okay, yeah. So you can just go to their website and there's lots of information right there. And the cool thing is, it's not like you need a new class handout to teach to this. You can use the Natural Solutions class handout, but just focus in on immune support, right? Like it's not a, you know, this is not a huge pivot. This is just shift some of the focus to these kits. So Susan's saying the tracks aren't for sale until October. Yeah, so over the next 7 or 8 days, you could focus on the existing stuff, but then October 1st, man, it's game on, right? So it might not make sense to do that pivot until October 1st when they're all available, because again, we don't want to give offer things that aren't available. So, okay, if you are having issues with those links, that link, like I said, you have to log in first. So log into your convention, log in at pursue.doterra.com, and then the link should work. So if you don't have access, then you're probably not logged in or you haven't bought the kit, the stream yet. Okay. So Maggie's saying, what would you do for their enrollment kit? Since those are only available, the wellness kits are only available as LRPs. I mean, most of the enrollment kits have a great lineup of tools. So, let's just take the Family Essentials kit, right? The Home Essentials, like it's still got some immunity in it, and it's basically your top 10 oils for 90% of all your health needs. So I would just say, you know, let's get you started with this really basic intro kit. But honestly, you could even do like a little, what's it called? Like the 35, what's the, I think, you know, lavender, lemon, peppermint. Is it called the intro kit? I think it's called the intro pack. So you could even just start them with that, and then they start their track later. And it's a great little, you know, low intro, low barrier to entry that they could get started with right away. Oh yeah. And Ruth is saying on Facebook, the convention kit, they've only sold through like 50% of inventory. And so that is the most insane value that you have to offer is the convention kit. Like the amount of savings people would get by enrolling with a convention kit, it's you'll probably never see a value like that. So great idea. Thank you for that suggestion, Ruth. Okay, well, thank you all so much for being on with us today. Thank you for everything that you do, where you are, to spread wellness and to be a solutions provider. At the end of the day, that's who we are. We are limitless creators on a journey to just find needs and to serve people in their need. So thank you so much for everything you're doing day in and day out. And here's to your success over the next week. And we'll see you next week.